That shot Tiger Woods had today was phenomenal, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. Better than ours.
Bill Doyle was to Telegram. Doc, can you just talk about what you're trying to do on defense in that last possession? What was going through your mind when that ball was bouncing around the rim?
Oh, Red wasn't going to let take over. And you know that. It's not in the Boston Garden. But I thought it looked good, honestly, when he left his hands. You know, we told him, watch the pump fake. But I thought what Marquise did was, on the pump fake, he jumped out of the way so they couldn't draw a foul. You know, Wade is the best, him and Paul, at doing that. So he got the first part well, Wade did. But I thought the avoiding of the foul was as big as anything else. I thought the defensive possession was really good. I mean, we denied Wade for as long as we could. Same thing right before overtime with LeBron. You know, it was low clock. You know, we were ready if he drove. Kevin was down low. We were going to anticipate the drive, and we wanted him to take a contested jump shot, even though it ended up being an uncontested three.
Paul Flanner, WBA. Can you just take us through the overtime of the last few minutes, how you got them through that stretch? To make you
well, we have experience. You know, I don't know what series. The Philly series, I can't even remember anymore, with Paul falling out. We were really unorganized, guys. I thought we were unorganized the whole second half. I thought it was us to begin of the third quarter. I thought we came out and tried to throw knockout punches with quick threes, transition, never ran stuff. Our execution in the first half was flawless. It was as good as maybe we've had. And we got completely away from it. We really did. And then I thought Miami just got into us. I thought they physically got into our airspace and took us out of everything. And, you know, in the overtime, all we kept saying was, we're in overtime, one bucket at a time, let's lean on our defense, and we're going to go pick and roll for the most part. We can try to keep it as simple as possible.
Sure, I believe we kind of had sports then. Doc, talk about the bench once again, giving you guys a lift. And it wasn't just the defense, they were also giving you a lift offensively.
Yeah, Keon gave us a lift offensively. I think he was the only one. I think somebody else had 1 point. But our defense from the bench, MB, Keon, Marquise, and they've been wonderful. It's what I told you the other day. We're not going to, on most nights, outscore the other bench. But we can stop scoring. And our second unit, they come in and they give unbelievable effort and energy. I think it's in a lot of ways it inspires the starting unit when they see it. And it's been terrific.
And you just touched on MP for a second ago. Tough night with him shooting the ball, but he's still kind of stuck with it defensively.
Yeah, you know, it's just what I told him the other night. I think I said this to you guys. I don't care if you go 0-for-10. I told him that. I care less. I just want you to be the defensive player that you are. And the gravy is the made shots. But there was times early in the year, I thought, with him where he missed a couple shots, he was done. And it's amazing his growth in that department where, you know, I'm not out here for that, even though I'm going to take him. You know, and I think that's growth for him. It's great growth. It's growth for our team as well.
Now, can you ride over another double-double tonight? Can you just talk a little bit about his consistency this postseason as well as in this series, something that he struggled with throughout his career?
Yeah, he's good. You know, that's what he is now when you think about it. He's just a good basketball player, great basketball player, and now he's consistent. That's when you cross the line, when you're no longer inconsistent. You know, he's consistent. His effort's been consistent. He's been just terrific for us. He's him and Kevin and, you know, all of them, really, but those two have been unbelievable.
Steve Malpec, Golf Digest.
Thank you.
You guys had some really
good looks. That's how Tiger made was unbelievable.
You guys had some really good looks from the outside in the first half, and we're making. Did you guys perhaps stay with them a little bit too?
It's funny. My coaches. And they got on me at halftime because I was like, I said, we're scoring like crazy and we're executing, but I don't like our shots. And they looked at me like I was a moron because the way we were shooting the ball, but they were a lot of jump shots. You know, and I like the ones where we attacked the basket, where we got it, Kevin D. You know, it wasn't the same post game as the game the other night. You know, not in Joe overtime did we get him on that deep look, you know, that he didn't make. But, you know we can get that for him. We have to get back to doing that as well. We need low post scoring because it brings us to the free throw line. And the more we can get to the free throw line, the less they can run. You know, when we're shooting free throws, the game slows down for them. When we're shooting jumpers, they better go in because when we miss them, they're long rebounds and they're fast breaks. I thought in the third quarter, that's exactly what happened. We were missing quick, long jump shots. It was the first pass to their fast break.
Did you stop investigating the inside and fourth quarter?
Yeah, well, Kevin, you know, we have to keep bringing them in and out. You know, it's funny that it's just for coach, it's tough because he had just started getting it rolling. And I'm looking up at the clock, and I'm watching him run, and I had to take him out. I mean, it just made the back-to-back shots. I mean, I got to tell you, obviously it was the worst possible time to take him out, but you had to. You just have to. So we did, and I never thought he got his rhythm back.
Jared White, CLNS Radio Talk. Can you talk about Kevin's rotations at the end of the game?
Yeah, he was great. I tell you, the first half, before we talked late, first half, his defense, he was single-handedly a single-man zone for us. He was amazing. And then he did it again in overtime. You know, he knew we had a kind of mismatched lineup out on the floor. His talk, his defensive leadership. You know, I know a lot of other people get votes and stuff for this defensive player year stuff, and they all deserve it. Chandler, great. But I don't think Kevin gets enough credit for what he does for our team defense, you know, with the way he talks and he just directs out there. He's a linebacker.
Last question, Peter.
Pete Stringer, Celtics.com. Doc, we talked before the game about the adjustments and traffic on Robinson. You didn't know what they were going to do. You clearly went to it again tonight.
Yeah.
Seemed like it really bogged the offense down for you guys.
Yeah, well, not in the first half. You know, the second half it did. And I thought, listen, give them credit. I thought we ignited them with the way we played the first 6 minutes in the third quarter. And then their defensive energy took the game over. I thought they were wonderful. They trapped. They were more physical. You know, the one thing I told our guys, and I'm sure Eric's probably telling their guys, we, in my opinion, have yet to play a good 48-minute game yet, us. We still have that in us. We've played a couple good quarters here and there. Great half tonight. Great overtime. But we've yet to put a 48-minute game together. I really believe that, and I really believe we can play better, for sure. Thanks, guys.